And for us, it's about using nature to better nature. Many of our technologies are used to replace many existing technologies in the markets that are not natural, that are not using plant-based and healthy ingredients. Well, we have a number of different technologies. We have the first is a 100% natural and plant-based antimicrobial technology. We have an odor eliminator for fabrics. We have a bug repellent technology that can be applied to any type of fabric. 100% plant-based, permethrin-free, also can be applied to hard goods. The fourth product is a new technology that we just released, which is Mindfully Clean, which is a self-cleaning fabric technology. Basically, it's going to make that fabric self-cleaning and rarely need washing.
When we add our chemistry, even with those existing type of natural fibers, we take it to the next level. We do a better job in terms of totally preventing odor. Also, our odor product will absorb other types of odors. One of the things we always take into consideration is how good is our technology? We make sure that if we're introducing products and we're trying to replace an existing product, that our data shows that we have a high level of scientific integrity and we're able to achieve the same level of data as the previous product.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vedaya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we talk with Ali Sutton, co-founder and CEO, and Dr. Phyllis Levine, co-founder and Global Medical Director of Moonlight Technologies. They join us from New Jersey. Welcome, Ali and Phyllis.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So we rely on technology to offer solutions to solve some of the problems that we face. Nature is the best teacher. How can we partner with nature to come up with solutions to some of the issues that we face in our everyday life? And how has nature inspired you, say, Ali, in the space that you operate? How have you learned from nature?
Thank you again for having us. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to be on the podcast. I'm Ali, CEO and co-founder of Moonlight Technologies. And as a business, Moonlight's really built around offering the world sustainable innovation. And for us, it's about using nature to better nature. Many of our technologies are used to replace many existing technologies in the markets that are not natural, that are not using plant-based and healthy ingredients. One of our technologies is 100% plant-based insect repellent that can be applied to hard products or fabrics or whatnot. Many of the insect repellents right now on the market are not 100% plant-based and natural and can potentially cause harm to different aspects of the environment. So we were excited to release a technology that is 100% natural and allows potentially consumers around the world to be protected from different insects that could potentially cause them harm. So that's just one example of our technologies that we've introduced that's, you know, built around using nature to help protect consumers.
So you brought about a point which I actually, as a mom traveling with my young babies to a place which had malaria, had to think about the solution. So my baby was about 10 weeks old. I was going to, well, India, and the area that I was going was prone to malaria, and she was too young to take any of the prophylaxis. So I was this tiger mom trying to figure out a natural solution for my baby 24 years ago. And I found that I could dip the nets in permethrin, which is actually based out of sunflowers. And WHO was selling these treated nets to people in malaria-prone areas. So are your solutions something similar to that?
Our solutions are similar. Of course, it could be applied externally to products, But our main goal is really to be able to have it manufactured with the chemistry already built in. So when someone, let's say, goes to the store, they buy the tent, they buy the shirt, they don't have to worry about reapplying it. It's built into the end product that they're actually buying. Also, what we're using are plant-based actives compared to permethrin. We've always been concerned about the environment. So the one thing we know is that our actives are not toxic in any way to the environment. Permethrin potentially has some issues, not necessarily with people, unless it's obviously high doses. It's more connected to affecting aquatic life, bees, cats, things like that. We actually are so targeted in our delivery that we treat the species you're concerned about. So if you're worried about mosquitoes, we treat mosquitoes. If you're worried about ticks, we specifically treat ticks, but we're definitely much more beneficial and less toxic to the environment at large compared to permethrin. That's why when we've been going to these shows since our company started up, the one thing everybody always comes to us and asks for and says is, we've been looking for so many years for a natural replacement for permethrin, but we have not been able to find it. When we started talking about our product, many, many major companies are very excited about our technologies.
As a person who was doing a DIY of coating the nets and some of the kids' night clothes in permethrin, I was worried about it going through my waterways because I was just filling up the bathtub, putting the nets, putting the two or three capfuls of permethrin and doing it, yes. But at that point in time, the desperation was, would I take my infant and put her at risk? Or, and this was 23 years ago too, our learning and is hopefully growing and improving and maturing of what harm we as human beings are capable of doing.
Oh, that's actually true. I mean, truthfully, what you do is you use the best technology that you have at that time. Everything in life will always be a trade-off, obviously. That time, permethrin was great. It was actually protecting people because obviously your end goal is to protect the people in the environment. But over time, we began to realize once there were new innovations in plant-based technologies, that was taking things to the next level, that we could achieve the benefits of permethrin without having some of the toxic negative side effects on the environment at the same time.
Thinking about your company is that you are offering solutions to so many everyday problems. What are the different solutions that you offer?
Well, we have a number of different technologies. We have, the first is a 100% natural and plant-based antimicrobial technology. It can be applied to any type of fabric, natural, synthetic, or hard goods. We have an odor eliminator for fabrics. Again, it could be applied to any type of fabric, and it's 100% natural and plant-based. We have a bug repellent technology that can be applied to any type of fabric, 100% plant-based, permethrin-free, also can be applied to hard goods. The fourth product is a new technology that we just released, which is Mindfully Clean, which is a self-cleaning fabric technology. Basically, the technology can be applied to fabric of any type, and basically make that fabric self-cleaning and rarely need washing. And then the last of our technologies is a full range of natural plant-based dyes. You know, those dyes have really strong color fastness and durability. We don't compete with the food sources. We have a large color catalog due to our proprietary technology that's built into the dyes, as well as actually releasing one of the first 100% natural and plant-based black dye.
You have varied products. What is the common thread? There should be one basic thread, which is tying through your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different product lines that you have.
The key thread between all of them is that all of our ingredients are 100% natural and plant-based, and that these technologies, whether it's new innovation in the market like Mindfully Clean, which is a new self-cleaning fabric technology, which allows products to rarely need to be washed. So you could treat a garment like a t-shirt and could wear that t-shirt every day for months and rarely need to wash it. And that saves a tremendous amount of clean water. In the United States alone, we use about 5 billion gallons of clean water every week washing and drying products. You save a tremendous amount of energy. It stops the release of microplastics, or reduces the release of microplastics and other toxins into the environment from the washing, and makes the products last longer so we can consume less. We have a full range of natural dyes. the plant-based antimicrobial, the remedy to everything is that all of our ingredients are 100% natural and plant-based and looking to provide value in the market.
Each product is very fascinating to me. For instance, the product which is mindfully clean, which you don't need cleaning. What is so special about it? I know growing up, silk was considered something that you could wear again and again without it becoming dirty. So I'm not sure whether it was an old wives' tale that they told us that silk could be worn without being washed, or they just did not want to ruin the fabric. So is there something inherent in some of these natural fabrics which deter bacteria growth and hence the need to wash?
That's true. I mean, things like silk, maybe wool, people talk about all the time. So there are certain natural fibers that have some inherent properties that make them antimicrobial and therefore odor reducing. But when we add our chemistry, even with those existing type of natural fibers, we take it to the next level. We do a better job in terms of totally preventing odor. Also, our odor product will absorb other types of odors. It's not just odors caused by bacteria on the skin. If you go into a room, if there's like a food smell, there's a tobacco smell, our products are also able to function on that level.
That's amazing, because many times you go to a restaurant and you hang your jacket. When you come back, your jacket just absorbs all those odors. So the applications are innumerable.
Yes. And to create a self-cleaning fabric technology, it's way more than just creating an antimicrobial. It has many different attributes that are built into the technology that allows for self-cleaning of the fabric and for a product to rarely need to be washed.
So I'm trying to understand. So you put the technology on the fabric, and does it matter what the fabric content is?
No, not at all. It could be applied to any type of fabric type, whether it's synthetic or natural.
What if I spill coffee on it? What happens?
One of the attributes that are built into Montville Clean is that there's a stain repellent, so it'll just come right off.
Even wine stains?
Yep.
Red wine?
Lipstick?
Where can I buy your fabric?
It's newly released, and we're working with some of the world's biggest brands that are looking to adopt our technologies onto their products. So it's very exciting.
This is an amazing idea. Very innovative. And sustainable. Whose idea was it?
The idea is a combination of a few things. The technologies have been